bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music. I'm just waiting on Jesus. All with real Christian. And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
The blackness. The blackness.
When I was facing the bottom, down on my luck, you came along and picked me up and
brought new purpose in my life. Yes, you did.
When I was out in the cold,
somebody helped
me. You took me in and gave me shelter.
Your kingdom of tranquility in me.
Just show me how true love shall be.
makes you wanna go.
Wait a minute, I come to church for one going through something right now. The reason why the devil is fighting you the way he is, because you're just blessed like that. But know this,
when the enemy comes in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. We come to let you know that the devil don't like it, but you're blessed like that.
Oh, the devil don't like it,
blessed like that.
Devil don't like it, no. She grabbed the wall and on us one by one. I heard her praying through the prayer begun. Mama would dance while clapping her hands, knowing that the victory is won. That's why I think devil don't like it, cause
he's just like that.
Devil don't like it, cause
he's just like that.
Devil don't like it, no.
Say
what?
Just like that.
What?
Yeah.
song is about heaven, all right? Houston, I said the song is about heaven. I said the song is about heaven. It's about heaven. I want you to clap with me. Clap, clap. Come on, come on. Houston, Houston, come on. Don't you go nowhere, don't you go nowhere. Come on, come on. Watch this, keep coming. Here we go.
Get to know you, longing for your love, for your word, for your blessing.
Y'all feel-
check it. Watch out.
Crystal and chad. One who find that you have to come through the land. Let me tell you, money man, me in charge. He's all God. Him put in something out of nothing. Create this universe that we're living in.
He's all God.
Me say the time cannot stop him. He's eternal. He was there for the beginning.
He's all God.
Now is the body that was broken. The door that needs to be opened is the word that was spoken. Nothing, no function, no help. He's not faith to nobody else but him.
Are listening to the number one quartet station in the world.
So why don't we give him some praise tonight? Come on. Somebody just lift your hand and tell him right now.
Lord, I'm so thankful.
You set me free. I'm gonna.
you done for me.
Lift those hands.
Come through the land, let me tell you, money man in charge. He's our God. If it is something much of nothing. Create this universe that we're living in.
He's our God.
Mr. The time cannot stop him. He's eternal. He was there for the beginning.
He's our God.
Now is the body that was broken. The door that needs to be opened. Is the word that was spoken. No king, no council, no help. He's not great to nobody yet, but himself.
He's our God.
Now is the perfect and the absolute. The light, the lamb, the way, and is the truth.
He's our God.
He's omnipresent, omniscient, and knowing, and powerful, ever present.
He's our God.
He know your places and your whereabouts. He know your thoughts are far off. He's made it far, find it out. Now is the cornerstone, the pillar, and not the pot, but the pattern is the one that will come with
God.
If it's invisible, invisible, and send us the gospel, is the God that they get possible.
God.
Now is the lily of the valley, your majesty, almighty, is all together lovely. No retreat, no
retire.
Where DJs reign supreme. One man stands above them all. Welcome to his domain. His kingdom.
us give us eternal life. And the light is this song. That's the reason why I'm leaning on my God, everlasting, everlasting on. Yeah, He is. Say yeah. I know He is. Jesus is. Listen. Make a way. Give you birth and in distress. I'm a living witness. He can do the rest.
Yes, sir.
He is. Jesus is. He's someone. Oh, oh yeah. I want you to know,
yeah,
yeah, He is the one,
yeah,
that hung, bled, and died,
the one
out on,
yeah,
Calvary, for you and me,
yeah,
and I want the world to know that,
yeah,
because He lives, I can face tomorrow,
yeah,
all of my fears.
Yeah.
One thing I know,
yeah,
this man, he's able,
yeah,
he can do anything. If you're lonely,
yeah,
he'll be a friend. Oh yeah, yes he is.
You can ask him,
yes you can,
to bring me all over. Jesus to work in your circumstances. Oh, true. let it shine. I promised God that I would let it smile. Little light,
let it shine.
Oh, yes, sir, light of mine. Yes, I will let it shine.
Keep me from the past.
Lord,
the gates
swing open.
Swing open.
Daughter, won't you to let me
in?
Just let me walk on in. I'm so tired of this load I'm carrying. Lord, I'm tired of this world of sin. I know the angels kept me, Jesus, in the kingdom of heaven. Sing, weary, weary soul, come on in. Oh,
I'm coming, Lord. I am coming, Lord.
Meet my mother, my father, my sister, and my brother.
I wonder why some people never pray. Everything always go that way, but I pray both night and day for Jesus to roll my burdens away. Sometimes I'm up, sometime I'm down, sometime level with the ground. But if I trust in His word, I know His word will never pass away. Oh yeah, God's word shall never pass away. Oh no, His word will never pass away.
Comes out
if it's
in you, yes,
in you.
Yes.
You shout.
Jacket sends you yet
indeed. Yes,
and when that joint starts jumping, you shout, let me enter.
Hallelujah.
And when it hits you, you're gonna holler, yes indeed.
Yes indeed.
Oh yes indeed.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Now, oh, death in the morning, no, oh, no,
Lord, spare me over in another world.
That God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul.
Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Ooh, his love for me, is just like pure gold, love. My God is real, all I can see, him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, yes. God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. That God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, he's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Ooh, his love for me is just like pure gold. My God is real, all I can see, him in my soul. Yes, God is real, oh yes, God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole.
God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul.
Lord, you've been a lot of things to me, and I wrote this song to say thank you for how good you've been.
Lord, I know you've been so good. You've been so good. Lord, I know you've been. You've been so good.
So good to me.
Let me tell you what I mean. When you woke me up this morning, I was in my sleep too late. No, no, you woke me
right on time.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I know you've been
so good.
Somebody can attest that you've been
so good.
Every day of my life, you've been
so good.
Lord, you've been so good. Bishop, would you come around?
Oh,
feeling rooted in fear. And in order to deal with stress.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard every day at 12:30 p.m. Call in for your prayer request with pastors standing by to pray with you at 347-215-8049 from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Call now, 347-215-8049. Now let's go live.
Jesus Christ, sanctified and fit for the Master's use. Oh God, I cry out to you that you touch my church, that you sanctify us, that you purge us in the name of Jesus, and you make us a catalyst of revival. You make us, Lord God, the birthing place for revival. In the name of Jesus Christ, raise up men, raise up women whose hearts are burning for your glory, burning for your anointing, burning for your power. In the name of Jesus, raise up Gideons, raise up Joshuas, raise up the Moses, raise up the Ezekiel, raise up the Jeremiah, raise up the weeping prophets, raise up the Deborahs, raise up the Marys, raise up the Esthers. I cry out to you, Lord God, our nation is in trouble, and I know you are searching. Makotia the Roboko Shatai, Rubakato the Roboko Shaya. May you find a few good men. May you find a few good women in Wafit, in Worship and Faith International Fellowship, in this island called Jamaica. In the name of Jesus, I cry out to you, Lord. Mandoria Casio the Roboko Shatai. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your mercies. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your compassion. For this I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, for his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord God, for brand new mercy. I thank you, Lord God, that morning by morning, the mercy that I see, I receive your mercy. I receive your grace. And I thank you, Lord God, that as you release mercy, by your mercy, by your grace, we consider it fitter to release a fresh anointing upon your servant, so that when I stand before your people, they will not sense my presence, but they will sense your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ, you would touch me so that I can touch them. In the name of Jesus, I want to be a carrier of your glory. Oh Lord God Almighty, I cry out to you this morning, because the people are in need of help, and I can't do much. I can't do nothing by myself, for it is in you that I live, it is in you that I move, it is in you that I breathe, it is in you that I have my being. And so I cry out, consume me, fill me with another dimension of your power, with another dimension of your anointing, so that the yokes will be broken in the mighty name of Jesus, and the power of fear that's over the lives of your people will be destroyed. Arise, O God, and let every enemy spirit be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Break generational curses. Break bewitchment, break exes and vexes, break the oppression of Pharaoh from over Zion. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cry out to you, Lord. Every mind binding and mind controlling spirit operating in the lives of your people, let it be broken today. In the name of Jesus, I declare the mind of Christ. I pull down every stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. And I release the blood. I said I pull down the demonic strongholds. I said I pull down the satanic strongholds. I said I pull down the generational strongholds. In the name of Jesus. Set the captives free today. Liberate the oppressed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lipa kalo boko jibidi katai, rapa kotondo boko jibidi katando do do boko sakata. Lipa kotondo boko zai. Break rejection this morning. Break low self-esteem this morning. Break inferiority complex. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lipa kotondo boko jibidi katai. Let every open door in the lives of your people be closed today. In the name of Jesus, those who are hooked on pornography, deliver to the utmost. In the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver from lesbianism. Deliver from homosexuality. Deliver from addiction. Deliver from perversion. Deliver from pride. Deliver from prayerlessness. I cry to you, Lord. Bring deliverance. For it's not by might. Someone is trying to break free. And it's difficult. But it's not by might. Neither is it my power. You've said in your word, oh God, that is by your spirit. And so by your spirit this morning, bring deliverance. My God, you said in your word, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, even as thy soul prospers. Oh my God, I pray, Lord God, for the prosperity of the souls of your children, for the prosperity of the minds of your children, for the prosperity of the spirit of your children, in the mighty name of Jesus, prosper that one in their soul. I declare sound mind, for you did not give unto us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So I declare in the name of Jesus, emotional deliverance, emotional stability, in the name of Jesus, I declare deliverance. In someone's mind, I declare the baptism of love over your people, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I call upon you, Jesus. I call upon you, my deliverer. I call upon you. You said, call unto me, and I, the Lord, will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Somebody need a way out, and they're blinded by their situation. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you'd open their eyes, that they might see that more are they that be for us than those that be against us. Open their eyes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open the eyes to the answer. Let them see the ram in the thicket. Open their eyes in the name of Jesus. I command the eyes to be opened. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened this morning, that we might know the hope for our calling in Christ. Your word says, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of men, the things that you have in store for those who love you, but you reveal it by your spirit. And so I cry out for revelation. Let there be a revealing by the Holy Spirit today, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Christ. Lipa kato na miyambakasya. Rupa pako siyanda rabako shakai. Rabako siyano. I cry to you, Lord. Lipa ndoro moko sae. Yela muri andoro moko sae. Yeka ndoro moko shiatatatata. I cry out to you for restoration in that marriage. I cry out to you, Lord God, that you deliver that man. Give him eyes for only his wife. Give him a heart for his wife. Help him to love his wife as Christ loved the church. In the name of Jesus Christ, and gave himself for it. Deliver that man. Set him free. Let the cycle be broken, Lord God, from his life. Cause him not to walk in the sins of his father. In the name of Jesus, deliver that woman. Help her to submit to her husband as the church submits to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if the husband doesn't obey the word, help her to understand that he will only be won by her meek and quiet spirit. In the name of Jesus. Lipakonya rabakasata. I declare order in the families. In the name of Jesus. I declare order in the families. I command the children to line up. Let them be submissive children. Remove rebellion from them. Oh God, they're exposed to so much in this day and age. But I cry out for their deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I cry out for their deliverance. Oh God, give your angels charge over our children. In the mighty name of Jesus. Cover their minds. Cover their little hearts. In the name of Jesus. I command order in the families in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, I said I speak deliverance. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, arise today and let every enemy spirit be scattered. I pray, Lord God, for physical healing. So many of my brothers and my sisters and even our children are being afflicted by cancer. But I thank you that cancer is no match for the blood and for the power that is in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for healing in the name of Jesus, that you deliver. I said I root it out from that woman's breast. I said I root it out from that woman's womb. I root it out from that person's neck. Cancer in the blood, I rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against bone cancer. I said I come against tumors in the mind, in the brain, in the name of Jesus. I said I plead the blood this morning. I said I plead the blood against prostate cancer. I said I plead the blood in the name of Jesus. You foul spirit of infirmity, I command you to get out in the name of Jesus. Loose your hold. Break your hold. Lord God, your word says that whatever we bind on earth, it is bound in heaven. I bind principalities and powers. I bind the rulers of darkness of this world. I said I pull them down. I said I pull down infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare the DNA of the blood of Jesus. I said I declare the DNA of the blood of Jesus. Sickness, you are in the wrong body. I command you to take your flight in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose your hold from that child of God's life in the mighty name of Jesus. I said I command that the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus which is upon them, will be enough for you to pass over them in the name of Jesus. Lord, surround them with your blood. Surround them with your blood.
cover them under your blood. I release your blood in the name of Jesus. Every form of sickness, every form of malady, every form in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. Every debilitating disease, go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against schizophrenia. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke artism in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Rupa kashe kondo robo zibidi hai. Lemadiondo robo kosai. Deliver your children. Deliver your people. Deliver from deafness. Deliver from blindness. I come against every dumb and deaf spirit. I plead the blood against you. I command you to go now in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver your people, Lord. Deliver your people, Lord. Deliver your people, Lord. I thank you that we will grow old gracefully. I claim the promise that you gave to Abraham, that as his days were going to be, so would his strength also be. And so I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Long life you may satisfy us and show us your salvation. Lord God, we don't want to live long if we're not going to see your salvation. David said, I had fainted if I had not believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord God, we believe that we're going to see your goodness. Show us your glory. Show us your splendor. Flex your muscle. Manifest your omnipotence. Manifest your greatness in the name of Jesus. I worship you, great God Jehovah. I magnify you, Lord. I lift up your holy name, Lord. Oh God, I thank you for financial release, for every vision that you have given. For where you give a vision, you make the provision. And so I thank you for the doors that you'll open, that no man can shut, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for promotion. I thank you for divine connections. I thank you for divine relationships, in the mighty name of Jesus. Libadondo robo gojibidi bikatai. Rupa katoto bo uskatataba ishkatataba uskatai. Rupa katoto bo uskatataba. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. I thank you, Lord God, that you take pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. And to release prosperity over the body of Christ. Let money change hands. Let there be wealth transfer in the mighty name of Jesus. I worship you today. Lord God, your word says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach unto any people. And so I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you'd pull down unrighteous leadership and you'll raise up righteous leadership in this nation in the name of Jesus. Lord God, may Jamaica become the hub of revival and the epitome of what righteousness is like. Turn the captivity. Turn things around, but nothing is impossible with you. I cry out to you for deliverance. I cry out to you for a change. I cry out to you for a turn. I thank you, Lord God, that this is a new day and there's a radical turn that will manifest in this nation and in someone's life. For thine is the kingdom, O God, the power and the glory. Forever and ever, I worship you, Lord. I glorify you, Lord. I magnify you, Lord. I lift up your holy name, for there is none like you. I thank you, Lord God, that you hear me always. I thank you, Lord God, that your word declares that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you heareth us. I know that you hear me. Touch your people. Release grace upon your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I worship you, Lord.
for healing in someone's body. Thank you. For deliverance in someone's mind. Thank you. For deliverance in my nation. Thank you. For revival. Thank you. That we will become carriers of your glory. Thank you. Rubakasio dorobokoshia darabakasaya. Zondarambakosia dorobokoshia dalabasia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon somebody. I thank you for releasing your glory. I thank you for a turn in that marriage, for a turn in that person's mind. I thank you that you who have begun a good work, you will not stop until it is complete. For you're able to perform it, and you will continue to perform it until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I worship you, Lord. I honor you, Holy One of Israel. There is no God like you. Thank you, Lord. I lift up your name. Glory.
Oh, my, my. What a word. A word. Awesome prayer. You are listening to the Power Prayer Request Hotline, heard Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. right now.
It was the blood. He, I know. It was the blood. I know. It was.
Yes, he did. Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And now let's join Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Good Tuesday afternoon to you. What a great day to be alive. Oh, come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We thank God for being here today, and we thank God for you being here today. We have had a good week from last week up until the present time. And we thank God for that time. I woke up this morning and I said, Lord, thank you for waking me up. And then I threw back my cover and I got out of bed and I said, Lord, thank you for allowing me to be able to get up on my own without somebody having to come and help me. And, you know, it's good for us to thank the Lord. And, a lot of times the Lord do stuff for us, and well, he does stuff for us all the time, but a lot of times we be in such a hurry that we don't even take time to thank him. Just like when I leave home and come back, when I leave, I say, Lord, save this parking space for me. Because a lot of times everybody come get all of the parking space, and I have to park across the street. But I say, Lord, save this parking space for me. Sometime I'll be gone 3 or 4 hours, and I come back, and that exact parking space be sitting there. And I come back, I said, Lord, thank you for saving my parking space for me. And I know it sounds, a lot of people laugh at me when I be emceeing a program, and when I get ready to leave the program, and I do the closing prayer, I said, Lord, please, if my parking space is taken, Lord, send somebody away so that I could have a nearby parking space. And I get home. My nephew used to be with me, and he would laugh when we drive up because my parking space would be there. And then sometime I would deliberately not ask for a parking space. And when I get there, I didn't have one, and we would laugh. But we need to learn how to be more grateful. Okay, today we're going to go into the book of Matthew, chapter 9, and we're going to start reading at verse 1, and this is what it says, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. The he we're talking about is Jesus. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy and lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said unto themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For whoever is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then said he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go to thine house. And he arose and departed to his house. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we again, once again thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace and for your message. Lord, open up our spiritual ear that we can hear what you have to say to us today. For us, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to use for a subject the fault finder. The fault founders. You know, Jesus is God. The Holy Spirit is God. The three that hold offices is one. Some people say, well, why do you say the three of them and there's only one God? You saying it's three gods. No, we're saying that they're one God, but they operate in different offices. For instance, I'm a mother. I'm one woman, but I'm a mother. I was a wife. There's two offices. And I'm a daughter. That's three offices. But I'm still one woman. And I can't figure out for the life of me why that's so hard to understand. And God operates the same way. God the Father. Jesus, God the Son. Three, God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. All of them hold separate offices. God, Jehovah, Yahweh. He answers prayers. That's what he does. Jesus is our lawyer. He stands in our stead. He stands before the Lord and plead our cause. The Holy Spirit leads us and guides us into all truth. He whispers in our ear and in our heart and tell us, honey, I wouldn't go that way if I were you. I would go this way over here. So that's the three offices that God holds. Okay, so Jesus left earth, left heaven, and came to earth to pay for our sins. Because everybody that was born a sinner. As a baby, we were sinners simply because Adam and Eve, Adam sinned back in the garden. And then when the rest of us was born, we came through man. So that made us sinners. So that's how sickness and all that stuff got here on earth, because we were sinners. But Jesus left heaven to come to earth to pay for our sin. Because somebody was going to have to go to hell. And it was going to be us had Jesus not come to earth. But Jesus was tired. He had been doing stuff. He had cast some demons out of some holes, and the people had gotten mad with him, and they wanted him to leave their town. You see, they were fault finders. They were busy trying to find fault because Jesus had healed this demonic person, and the hogs went down to the word says a steep place and went in the water and drowned himself. So Jesus was weary and he was tired, and he left that city and came over his to his own city. And then he saw these men say that was the, I don't know if it was the friend or whether it was their daddy. I don't know who it was. But he came. They came and they brought the man. Oh, they said on his bed. They brought him and set him down in front of Jesus. Jesus said he saw their faith. He knew when they took that man on that bed and brought him to him, that was Jesus being able to see their faith. Because when you got faith, you'll do something. See? And the word said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. It's impossible to please God without faith, because the word says, because all them that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. But these scribes, the word scribe means a person that's supposed to know the Bible. They're supposed to know the Bible, but I don't understand why they didn't know that Jesus was coming to earth and that he had already gotten here. And they were scribes, but they didn't know what they should have known. Just like Nicodemus that was a scribe, and he ran ahead of everybody because he was a short man. And everybody was seeing Jesus, but Nicodemus was going to slip to Jesus. See, a lot of us, that's what we want to do, is slip to Jesus. But the words that come boldly before the throne of grace, come boldly. In other words, I don't care who see me, I'm going to see Jesus. Like the man that was sitting on, that was blind, sitting on the side of the road. And he was just, he heard that Jesus was coming his way. He couldn't see him, but he heard him. And he started crying out to him. And everybody was telling him, be quiet, be quiet. Why is this man going to be quiet? He said all he wanted to do was see. But he had faith that if Jesus was coming by his way, he was going to make sure he got Jesus' attention. Like the lady with the issue of blood. She said to herself, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be made whole. She didn't say, I believe it. She said, I know it. And she reached out and she touched the hem of his garment. But you see, and I'm sure somebody was standing to the side, finding fault. Well, she ain't supposed to touch him. She got an issue of blood. She ain't supposed to touch people. She's supposed to stay back. But this woman had spent 12 years of her life paying doctors until she didn't have any more money to pay out of doctors with. But it was going to be somebody finding fault. And in your life today, let me tell you something. Somebody is going to find some fault with whatever it is you do. So you got to stop trying to please man. And you got to try to please the Lord. Hallelujah. All you got to do is read the word and then do what it says. Hallelujah. We can't just act any kind of way and say anything, let anything come out of our mouth and then think we're going to please the Lord. We can't please the Lord like that. We have to do what the word said. If the word said, thou shalt not steal, then we are the thou that shouldn't steal. If the word said, thou shalt not kill, then we shouldn't kill. And you don't have to have a weapon to kill somebody. You can take your mouth and kill somebody by telling lies on them. Hallelujah. You can take a preacher and you can say about a preacher, I saw him over there with this woman, and I tell you, it wasn't his wife. You should see what they were doing. Man, he was kissing her, and see, that's killing him or her. And then when they stood up to preach, somebody heard you tell that lie on them. And no doubt that man was somewhere with his wife. And then when that person stood up to preach, people that would have gotten saved don't get saved because they get up and walk out because they don't want to hear them, what they have to say. And God may have had a word for that person that day. But they are fault finders. Somebody's going to find fault if you do. Somebody's going to find fault if you don't. So just go ahead and try to please the Lord. But see, what these men, these scribes didn't know is that Jesus could hear their thoughts, and they hadn't even come out of their mouth. They were still, the thoughts were still in their spirit. But Jesus heard their thoughts. But if they had been following Jesus, all they had to do was look around and see that when Jesus would be teaching somewhere and somebody out in the audience had a thought, Jesus would stop what he was doing and tell that person what their thoughts were. But it's got to be that fault finder. It's got to be somebody that's got to make trouble for everybody else. And we need to stop doing that. Because, see, sometimes we can take our mouth and put it on somebody that's God's anointed. When God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm, and we don't know who God's anointed is, who God's prophet is, it could be somebody that was born a prophet but haven't even started walking in our calling as yet, but he's still God's prophet. Just like that oak tree that's got those acorns on it. This acorn, there's an oak tree in that acorn. It's not a tree yet. It hasn't come to be a tree yet, but it's still a tree inside that acorn. So what we got to start doing is finding fault with people. Somebody could be sitting by the wayside cursing, and we think, oh, he's going to hell. How can you tell who's going to hell? Because, see, that person could repent for everything that he's done, and we haven't repented that for the things that we've done. That person will go to heaven, and we'll miss it. So we have to stop finding fault with everything that everybody do. We got to stop finding fault because there are fault finders. And then when you go out and just do stuff and somebody else sees you do stuff, then we get mad with the person that told it instead of repenting for what we've done and acknowledge that, yeah, Lord, I've done wrong. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I let my tongue take off before my brain cranked up. Lord, help me to stop running my mouth on other people. Lord, help me to look at my own self. That's what we need to do. Lord, because every time I point one finger at you, I got three pointed back at me. So we need to stop being fault finders. And it says, and verse 5 says, Jesus said, for whether it is easy to say that sin be forgiven thee, or to say, rise, take up the dead and walk. So you can say something, and people think, well, he should have said it this way. I wouldn't have said it that way, but it won't you to say it. Well, I didn't understand what he was talking about. Well, if you don't understand what the person is talking about, simply wait till he get through speaking and then ask him, well, what did you mean by this right here? Because there are some people that's highly educated standing in the audience or sitting in the audience. They don't know they don't understand what you said. Then there are some people that's on a lower level of education. They don't understand. But what we have to do is we have to teach them rather than to find fault. Oh, they talking. I don't understand that mess they talking about. I don't understand. Don't just talk where you can understand. No, I'm not going to get on your level. You come up to my level. That's what you need to do. See? And then come to me and say, well, Hess, I didn't get the point that you were making. Can you help me to understand what you were saying? And then it's easier for me then to say, well, okay, let me say it this way, and then turn around and say it another way. And then if you still don't get it, then I need to turn around rather than to just say, well, every time I turn around, you keep right on asking me the same thing. But see, that's not the point. you need to ask until you understand what was said. See, the person that's teaching should not get offended when somebody asks them, well, what did you mean? But these people want, Jesus wanted to know, well, is it easier to say, take up your bed and walk, or is it easier to say, your sins be forgiven? Because Jesus said it was one and the same thing. When your sins forgiven, your things happen in your body. You get healed. Just like when you harbor unforgiveness in your heart. Hallelujah, it'll cause sickness in your body. But then you can turn around and forgive somebody that you've been holding a grudge with for umpteen years. And when you turn loose that forgiveness, then your body will begin to heal. Sometimes it's instantaneously, and sometimes it's over a period of weeks or could be over a period of months. Hallelujah, but healness will begin to take over. But don't harbor unforgiveness in your heart. Hallelujah, but Jesus told a man, take up your bed and walk. Now, what if he told a man to take up his bed and walk, and he said, well, he now can't walk. I've been laying here so and such amount of time, and then he going to just tell me to take up his bed and walk. See, he's finding fault with what Jesus said, and what Jesus said was something that would bring healing to his body. Just to begin to act out on what Jesus said would bring healing to his body. But rather than to get up, he lay there and find fault. So I can't walk, just like the man that been laying by the pool of Bethesda 38 years. And he came down and told him, said, why are you laying there? He said, well, I don't have nobody to help me when it's time for me to step down in the pool. Somebody beat me there. But Peter said, It's okay. You see, don't find fault rather than finding fault about why you can't get in the pool. God can heal you right where you lay. And see, that's what we have to understand. God can heal us right where we are. But we don't, rather than to act on the word of God, we'll find fault with it because we don't like God's way. Doing stuff just like some people say, well, God didn't call no woman to preach. And see, and that's just like saying, well, God, you can't call this person to preach unless I say it's all right. See, how many know that God can use who he wants to? He used the donkey to talk. He used the rooster to crow. God can use whoever he wants to use. And if you don't like it, that's your hard look. You find fault. And then if God tell a woman to tell you that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord, and that in order to get to hell, you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then you don't do it when you think you're going to step up into heaven, you get to the door, and he said, well, why didn't you accept Jesus? Well, didn't nobody tell me but that woman. See, he got an excuse. But didn't I send somebody to tell you? Yeah, but Lord, that was a woman. He was still finding excuses. See, we still finding excuses. So what we got to do is to obey the Lord. I don't care how crazy it sounds, if God said it, like Jesus spit in that man's eyes. And what if the man said, well, no, I know I'm blind, but you ain't put no spit in my eyes. No, I ain't letting that happen. But see, we got to stop finding fault. See, just like the man that went and the prophet told him to go wash in Jordan 7 times. The little girl told him, there's a prophet. And he can heal you. And the man went and see the prophet. And the prophet said, go wash in Jordan 7 times. Okay, he went to Jordan, complaining, finding fault. Well, it's a lot of clean rivers around here. So, but he tell me to go to the nasty city that it is. And one of his soldiers told him to look. Said, if he told you something hard to do, you would have done it. Said, but you need to do what the prophet said. And he, when he did the seventh time, he came up clean. See? So that's what we got to do. We got to start obeying the Lord and stop finding fault. Hallelujah. We go sit down at somebody's table, and we don't see anything on there that we like to eat. Brothers say, oh, well, they didn't even fix this. They got meat. They got red meat on the table. Okay, so it's red meat on the table. You don't like red meat. Shut your mouth and just don't put no red meat in your mouth. Just sit there hungry. I'll eat your part. Hallelujah. That's just like I was working at Burlington Mills several years ago, and I was working with this guy. He was an Indian from India. And he asked me, he said, how do you feel when you eat meat? I said, fool. That's exactly how I feel. I feel real fool. And I won't go find no fault. Yeah, there are meats that I don't eat. There are fish that I don't eat, but I eat what I want, and I leave the rest of it alone. I don't have to argue over the fish. I don't have to argue over the food. I can just eat what I want, but I don't have to find fault. And see, that's what a lot of people's problems are. They just find fault with everything. Hallelujah. I don't like the way that person over there is dressed. If God didn't say nothing about the way they were dressed, it ain't none of your business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that man got earrings on. The Bible said that God put rings in Solomon's ear, and he put chains around his neck. So whose fault is it? Who going to step up in God's face and say, well, you can't put no ring. I don't like rings on men. I don't like it. No, uh-uh. If God did it, it's okay with me. And if I want to put a chain around my neck, I'll put it around there. I'll put rings on my finger if I want to. Because if God did it, it's good enough for me. So, saints of God and sinner man, let us stop finding fault. And let us go to the Lord and ask us if we're unsure about something. And we still can't get a good understanding when it's explained. Let's go to the Lord and say, well, Lord, show me what I need to do. And Lord, show me what I need to say. And then say, Lord, I thank you for giving me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Hallelujah. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And he will do it. He said, if you come to him, he won't make you feel bad about it. If you need wisdom, come to him. And he won't even make you feel bad about it. That's what he said. Now, that's the word today. Let's stop finding fault. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I say thank you. Lord, I thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Lord, I thank you, God, how you sent your spirit to be a comforter for us in the time, hallelujah, when we're just so down in our spirit, we don't know which way to go. Lord, I thank you, God, for the brothers and sisters you've given me in Christ. Lord, I thank you for all those that's out there praying for me and that we are praying for one another. We just said, thank you, God. Father, we glorify your name. Father, we thank you for the doctors and the nurses that you have put here and all of those workers that work through the time when all the sickness was here and it still haven't gone away. And hallelujah, some took the vaccine, and some said they're not going to take the vaccine. But Lord, you lead them all in the way they should go. And help us stop trying to find fault, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those that's in the nursing home that don't have anybody, hallelujah, to come to see them or to speak a kind word to them, God. Oh, God, you send somebody. And then, Lord, if it's somebody that I can go and speak a word to, that'll make them feel better. Lord, send me to the right person in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, hallelujah, those that's in the hospital body racked with pain, God, bind up that pain in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you are a healer. And we call, hallelujah, your healing power to come into works right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, there's somebody sitting in jail, somebody that haven't done a thing. But, oh, Lord, they don't know why they're there. But, Lord, you know. You might have sent them there, Lord, to give a word to somebody in the name of Jesus. But whatever the reason, God, hallelujah, we say thank you. And then, Lord, we ask you to bless those little children that don't have any parents of their own. Oh, God, fill them into somebody's home. Hallelujah, that'll make them feel loved. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that'll teach them your way, God. In the name of Jesus, all those foster children, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we in your house, and we are not foster children. We became your children. Hallelujah. When we repented and we said thank you, God. Oh, God, bless Reverend Kearney in a special way. Open up doors for him, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, he got a special need, and I speak to that need in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless his mother, hallelujah, his sister, bless his brother, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I lift up my little friend, Barry Wilder, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on my niece, Emma Holder, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on my niece Pat and her family. Hallelujah. I said, thank you. Father, I lift up my brother-in-law, Deacon Suede X, oh God. Oh, God, and Pastor Tracy Bell. Oh, God, look on Apostle May. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and all of those that, hallelujah, Reverend Robert from the radio talk show, God. And then Brother L.A. and all of the others that have been on the show on Monday morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on my children, wherever they are. Lord, bless them, God. Save my children, God, in the name of Jesus. For us, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. We'll see you next week on If the Lord Say So on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Catch the waves.
You've been listening to Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, Raleigh, North Carolina. Be sure to join Elder Kerry Harris every Tuesday at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. right here on The Wave, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back with more great gospel music, that foot-stomping, toe-tapping, thigh-slapping music that you love. It's the NFI. Catch the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
By the way, because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel.
here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Chatham County country boy, host of the morning show.
Well, wait a minute. Don't forget me. From 11 to 2, the anointed one. Catch the wave right here on the NFI. From 8 to 8, coming to you straight with the anointed one and
the old CCCB, translated, that's the old Chatham County country boy.
Good morning, I had a good night's sleep, and did my favorite day of the week, and I hop a leap, I'll start the prayer, then get ready, cause I gotta get there. Soon as I get through the door, my hands up, feet off the floor, cause all the saints, we go to work, that's how we do it down at my church.
Okay, all right, look, I had to get rid of the country boy because it's hard for him, it's hard for me to get him out of the seat.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
That you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing. Who am I?
Who am I that you are mindful of me?
That you hear me.
You love me.
Oh, you love me.
How you love me.
people's station. Tell the Lord that sometime, Lord, daddy, my mother told me that y'all, Jesus would always be there. Oh man, now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometime I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord, I'm depending on you. Help, let's go and drive this thing, can't sing it long, but let's just tell it, I'm depending, when my money gets funny, when my chains get strange, when my friends get few, don't know what to do. I done found somebody I can lean on. Found somebody I can lean on. And y'all may wanna know who I'm leaning on. I'm depending on Jesus.
Something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
What is it that I feel? I feel it way down within. I can feel it all over me. It feels
I feel it deep down. There was no one near. And he gave me peace. Oh Lord. And he calmed my fear. And he gave me hope. And there was no one I could lean on. That's why I say, Jesus is my best friend. My Lord, my soul. Lost in the wilderness, but then my tears were wiped away, and now in heaven I can rest.